All right, I just want to talk to you a little bit about some things that are going on in my head today. I was thinking about the number one movie in the country right now is Wonder Woman. Anyone seen Wonder Woman? I haven't seen Wonder Woman. I mean, I've seen Wonder Woman, not the movie Wonder Woman. Actually, I really haven't seen Wonder Woman, really, but I've seen it on TV before. Not necessarily seen an actual Wonder Woman, unless you want to think my wife is an actual Wonder Woman, then maybe I have seen my wife, because I don't want to get in trouble. I'm sure I will see that movie at some point in time. But, you know, we've had many superhero movies, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Ant-Man, you know, all kinds of different superhero movies. In fact, the new Spider-Man's coming out July 7th, I think I heard that on TV today. And, it's kind of interesting because we're very, in the world that we live in, that we really like superheroes for whatever reason. And superheroes have a unique ability that they're not human. They have some kind of power that's not human, or maybe they have some kind of suit that has some kind of powers that are not human. I mean, they're out of this world. And I think that's why we kind of like to see the movies, because they're not normal. But we need to also understand that we are out of this world. Amen. That we have powers above our own. You know, in Romans 8:11, the New Living Translation says it this way. It says, "The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. Just as God raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal body by the same Spirit living within you." Now, many people read the scripture because they want to wake up. But he says he'll give life to your body, not just wake you up, set you free, heal you. But he says the same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. So that we have something on the inside that's not human. You know, we have superpowers, so to speak. You know, and just like every good superhero, you know, you realize that most superheroes, majority of their life, or, you know, majority of their day, they're not Superman. They're Clark Kent. Or they're, you know, they're one of the other characters. They're just a normal person. But all of a sudden, there comes a situation, and, you know, Superman would run to a phone booth or to change into his suit. I mean, there comes a time or situation where they have to put on their super abilities and take care of that situation. But see, we have the same power, but what we have to do is we have to put on the mind of Christ. Now, I don't mean some kind of special hat or anything. You know, there's no kind of special hat that every Christian needs. You know, I guess I could sell you a faith hat. Maybe that might help you. There'd be one in the bookstore if you want to buy one. But there's no superpower about a faith hat. All right? It's you remembering who you are in Christ Jesus. The way you enact a superpower that's on the inside of you is you remember who you are in Christ Jesus and what he's done for you. And the thing about it is, really, the only thing that keeps us from using our superpowers is our own mind. Now, some of you think, well, you're a legend in your own mind. But, you know, it's your mind that's keeping you from living life and having it more abundantly. It's your mind that's keeping you from getting healed. It's your mind that's keeping you, you know, that you're missing out because of your mind. And I don't care how smart or how stupid you are, okay? It's not about how smart or stupid you might be. What you have to do is you have to put on the mind of Christ. And whenever you put that mind of Christ on, you think how Christ thinks. Now, Christ never thought, well, you know what? This is too difficult for me. He never thought, well, man, that's water. I can't walk on it, can I? I mean, that's water. How can I change that to wine? Man, you know, what am I going to do with these few loaves of bread and a couple of fishes? How am I going to feed these people? See, Christ never asked questions. He just did it. Why? Because he realized that there was something that he had, some ability that he had to enable him to do things that were not possible. Luke 18:37 says the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. And we sang about that tonight, about you know, there's nothing that's impossible. As long as you have the right mindset, As long as you realize who you are in Christ Jesus, as long as you realize what we've been taught, there's nothing, there's no thing that can stop you. Now, unlike a superhero, you realize superheroes only have certain abilities. You know, there are certain abilities, you know, they're limited in other abilities. I mean, you know, it's just like Spider-Man is not as powerful as Superman. All right? But he can spin a web and Superman can't. All right? But, you know, here's the thing. With God, you have all the abilities. With God, we're able. With God, I mean, we're better than any superhero that you ever read about, any superhero you ever seen any movie about, because we have the living God on the inside. We have the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead on the inside of us. And there's nothing that we cannot accomplish. But the only way we're going to accomplish that is realizing who we are in Christ Jesus and realizing what we have on the inside. You realize if, you know, these superheroes didn't realize what they had, then they couldn't use it. And, you know, we've seen some stories about when Superman was a young child, he didn't realize his own strength. He didn't realize what he had. And he had to actually, you know, use his powers to be able to you know, hone in and be able to enact a daily life. And so the same way, we have to use what we have. And the more we use it, the more we find out how easy it is. It's really easy. It's not hard to let God be in control. It's not hard to put on the mind of Christ. You realize that we have the easy job? All we have to do is believe. It never says that we have to make it happen. The Bible never says that you need to go move that mountain. See, Superman has to move his own mountain. You don't. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to spin a web. You don't have to become invisible, you know, so they can't find you. Because we have the greater one on the inside. Going over to John chapter 14, where Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, the greater one. John chapter 14, and I'm just going to go ahead and start with them. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, by the way, just to let you know this. I'm going to start with verse 15 of John chapter 14. It says, "If you love me, obey my commands, and I will ask the Father that he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads you into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me since I live in you. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Those who accept my commands and obey them are the ones who love me, and because they love me, my Father will love them and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them." So, you know, God, through Jesus Christ, is revealing himself to each and every one of us. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. And that, yeah, maybe the world can't see him, but we can. And that we can know that he's on the inside. Skipping down to verse 26, it says this, "But when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I have told you." So what the Holy Spirit does is it brings to remembrance of everything that Christ has told us through the Word of God. And, you know, in fact, my grandfather, a lot of people would always say my grandfather had a photographic memory. And he says, "No, I do not have a photographic memory. In fact, in school, I couldn't remember anything until after I got saved." He said, "Then after I got saved, I understood that I would study for a test, and then I would ask the Lord to bring to remembrance those things that I have studied." And he says the same way when quoting the word, there'd be times, I mean, there are some scriptures he's read a lot, and, you know, and you remember those, but there are times that there were a scripture that he didn't remember, but the Holy Spirit brought it back to him because he's read it before. It was on the inside. And, you know, and so it wasn't that he had a photographic memory. He had the Holy Spirit. And, you know, sometimes we think, well, our memory is not good, or this is not good, or whatever. But you know what? You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Now, looking at the Amplified version, it kind of amplifies it, of course. It says, I have told you, verse 25, I have told you these things while I'm still with you, but the helper, then he goes in parentheses, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I have told you. So really, that we have everything that we need through the Holy Spirit. We have a helper, we have an advocate, we have a standby. I mean, you know, whatever we need, he's there. We don't have to look for any superhero to come and save us. That we have everything that we need on the inside. We have a counselor. We have a comforter. I mean, there are many times whenever you're having a pity party in life and you just need someone to tell you it'll be okay. But you know what? God's telling you on the inside of you that it's going to be okay. All you have to do is trust in me, saith the Lord. You know, I mean, he's right there with us all the time. You know, Jesus even said that the advocate will never leave us. He's always with us. Now, the only reason that it doesn't come out is because we don't remember him. The only reason that's why that we start having pity parties. That's why, you know, we feel dejected. We feel that there is no way it's going to happen is because we don't remember what we have. I mean, think about what a waste if Superman never remembered what he had. Think about how many people wouldn't have been saved. How many people would have died because Superman couldn't remember that he was really strong and he could fly and he could do all that kind of stuff. And he could help people. You know, and I'm being kind of stupid, you know, or funny or whatever. But, you know, it is really funny that you don't realize what you have. And you're sitting on what we would say a gold mine and never even using it. I mean, what you have on the inside is worth more than $1 million. Amen. You know, it's worth more than the most precious metal in the world. Because what you have on the inside is the ability to get through any situation, any circumstance. Anything that you're facing is you have that ability on the inside. And, you know, and if you were going to speak in superhero, you know, terms that, you know, that what you have is inhuman. You know, that you were not really a mortal person because, see, yes, we have a mortal body, but we have immortality living on the inside of us. And Jesus died so that we can live. And because of Jesus, I mean, even the song, because of Jesus, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. I mean, you know, I always say, when are we going to start believing our songs? So many times we have, you know, praise and worship time and we sing songs, you know, like nothing is impossible and all these kind of stuff. And then we get home and we act like we didn't even realize what we sung. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to make it? I mean, how am I going to get through this? I mean, you know, it's the same thing. We forget about who's on the inside. We forget that who lives in our house. You know, we forget. You say, well, you know, the reason you forget is because you don't feel anything. But we're not moved by what we feel. It's not about how we feel. It's about what we know. That we know what we have on the inside. And what we have on the inside doesn't compare with what's on the outside. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. The greater one is on the inside of you. And if you know what's on the inside of you, you're not worried about what's on the outside of the world. Now, here's something else. You know, Superman has this thing called kryptonite. And whenever kryptonite's around, he becomes a mortal person. He becomes weak. Now, the devil will try to tell you he's your kryptonite. He'll try to tell you that, you know, you can't do anything about it. But you know what? He's a liar. I mean, because it doesn't matter what he says. He has no power or ability because of Jesus. And if you'll put on the mind of Christ, you'll realize that the kryptonite doesn't exist in your world. It's just a myth that the devil tries to tell you that he has some kind of power and ability that's greater than what you have. But like I said, greater is he in me than he is in the world. And we have to put on the mind of Christ and start thinking about who we are in Christ Jesus and start thinking about what Jesus Christ did for us and think about that demons will tremble at the mention of his name. That includes the devil himself. That, you know, that it's not about who you are, but about who you are in Christ. And so what happens is a lot of times Christians think, well, because I'm a Christian, you know, I'm all powerful. No, you're not. You're all powerful if you realize who you are in Christ. It's not because you accept him. It's because you know who you are and you know your rights and your privileges and you use those rights and privileges. You know, you use the rights and privileges that belong to you. I know for many years, American Express had a commercial, you know, and talked about the American Express card and the privileges and rights that you get with an American Express card. Tell you not to leave home without it. Then other credit cards started putting some of the same rights and privileges. Just like if you rent a car with American Express card or certain credit cards and you wreck the car, then they'll pay for the insurance. So if you're paying for the insurance, you're wasting your money. But you didn't know that, so you keep paying extra $20 a day for insurance on your rental car thing. There's even, actually, you know, if you buy things and they break and they're out of warranty and you buy them with your American Express card, there's a certain amount, you can actually get a refund. There's all kinds of benefits that these credit card companies have, and the reason that they can offer more benefits is most people don't realize what benefits they have. They never even read. They're just too busy charging the credit card up. They really don't read about the benefits and the things that they have. But it's the same way. The Bible says to forget not his benefits. And there's so many benefits that we have because of Jesus Christ. And we don't realize our superhuman strength and power and might and ability that we have through Jesus because we're too busy looking at what the devil is trying to tell us. We're too busy, you know, trying to fight off sickness and disease. But, you know, we most of the time we do it in our own strength. We don't even, you know, try. So, you know, sometimes we forget about Jesus. I mean, you know, it's amazing the amount of people that are sick and that never even believe God for their healing. They just think, well, if God wants me healed, he'll heal me. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Ask what you will and it shall be done. And many times we never ask. And you know, the thing about it is Jesus doesn't force anything on you. If he did, we would all get saved right now. And we would go to heaven immediately. He doesn't force things on you. We have our own free will. So he's not going to do anything unless you ask him. We have not because we ask not. So when things are going awry, just ask the Lord on the inside, Jesus, help me. Help me in this situation. Help me in this situation because it looks in my own strength, I can't do anything about it. So now I'm tapping into your strength and your might and your ability. You know, because we have whatever we need. You realize that Jesus is not going to die on the cross anymore. He's already died one time. It's all he needs to do it. Or he became our supreme sacrifice. And so there's nothing that you cannot accomplish if you know who you are in Christ Jesus. There's nothing. So I don't know why so many Christians are so upset. I don't know why they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. Because if you're trying to figure out what you're going to do, then you're not letting God do it for you. So at some point in time, you're going to have to quit figuring out what you're going to do. And you're going to have to learn to lean on your own understanding. I mean, you know, lean not on your own understanding, but you know, just trust in him. Right. Trust in him. But I don't see how it's going to work. It's not about you seeing how it's going to work. But I don't see how, you know, how's God going to do that? Doesn't matter. All you have to do is believe. Only believe. All things are possible to them that believes. We just have to believe. Just believe. And when you do, whenever you put on the mind of Christ, whenever you believe, those things that you thought couldn't happen will happen right in front of you. You know, many times we look at our situations and we, you know, maybe our financial situations, and we're thinking, well, I don't know what to do. Well, Jesus said, like, trust me. Trust me. And then you'll say, but I don't know what to do. Trust in him. But I don't know what to do. See, you need to forget about what your mind's trying to say. Because the mind of Christ always knows what to do. And if you don't know what to do, you haven't put on the mind of Christ. So that's a good note. You know the Bible talks about renewing our mind. And if you don't know what to do, then renew your mind, because you should know what to do whenever you have the mind of Christ. Well, what do I do, Craig? I trust in him. Well, that sounds too easy. And I always learn, if it's too easy, it's probably not true. Well, thank God that God made it easy. He sent his son to do all the work. We have the easy part. And it's real simple. The rules are what Jesus said. Only believe. Amen. It's all the rules we have. Just believe. So your responsibility is to believe. Not to do it. Not to leap tall buildings with a single bound. Not to be faster than any locomotive. It's just believe. Just believe. It's pretty simple. Now, what's interesting part about the superhero stuff is, you know, superheroes, they help people. When they see people in need, they help people. Now, it's interesting because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit's going to teach us all things, and he'll help us remember everything he's told us. And Jesus, you know, what he did was he helped people. And he told us, you know, to be the good Samaritan. And he told us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And he told us to help people. You know, and Jesus, you know, whenever, you know, Acts of Speak Loud in the Words, it says he went about doing good. You know, and another part of being a superhero and knowing who you are in Christ Jesus is being a help to other people. When you see people that are struggling, people that are hurting, people that need help, You can come to the rescue with your superhero powers. You know, and that's something else. So many times that we're kind of like the priest and the Levite. We kind of walk by the people who are laying on the side of the road, thinking, well, they don't go to my church. I don't know them. They're not part of my family. You know, let their pastor help them. I'm busy with my own people. You know, and I know we literally don't see someone dying and do that, but there are people that are dying on the inside every day that you might work with. There's people that are hurting on the inside. And I'm not telling you that you have to lead them to Christ. I'm not telling you that you have to, you know, you have to preach them a sermon every day. I'm telling you, you need to be nice and just care. You know, a lot of times the reason people don't want to become a Christian is because a lot of Christians seem to only care about themselves. You know, but Jesus cared about people. You know, and he gave us two commands. And, you know, Jesus said, if you keep my commands, well, his commands were not the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commands were two. Love the Lord and love people. Everybody, most people I know, they keep 50% of the commands. But a lot of Christians tell me they have trouble with their love walk. And so, you know, it's interesting part about it, because he said the second command is just like the first command, because when you see somebody, You know, you realize we're all made in the image of God, even if we don't act like God. So really, whenever you see a person, you know, that should remind you of God. Well, that person don't act like God. They don't act godly. I don't think they've ever been to a church. But you know, the thing about it is that Jesus said, love people. You know, and part of superheroes, they have to love people. You know, it's interesting when someone's in distress and they never, you know, Superman never says, well, did you pay your tithes this week? Have you been nice? Did Santa Claus come this year for you? He never said, they never ask questions. He just goes and saves them. You know, the thing about it is there's people who are lost and dying and hurting every day. And because we're so busy trying to figure out how to deal with our own problems, we forget about the other people have problems and issues and situations. And I'm not telling you you have to figure all their problems out. I'm just telling you, you just have to be nice to them and empathize with them. You know, and if it opens up to talk about, you know, what Jesus Christ wants to help them and be there for them. You know, one reason that we come to church is to find out who Christ is and what he's done for us and, you know, and how we have the power and ability through our belief to change our situations. And so, and many times, I mean, we even come to church and we see our fellow brothers, and, you know, hurting, our sisters or whatever. And, you know, because things go on in the world. Life happens sometimes. And sometimes, you know, we're private people and we don't want to tell everyone what's going on. But, you know, something's going on. And, you know, you don't always have to talk to somebody just to pray for them. You know, if you walk someone by someone tonight and you could just tell that they're kind of dejected, they didn't say anything because, you know, they're a good Christian. And you ask them how they are, they say, yeah, I'm blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Abraham's blessings are mine. Then they go dejected again. Because it's interesting because, you know, Christians put on all these words that they should say. And so they just repeat some phrase. And, you know, the thing about it, nothing wrong with the phrase. If we would believe the phrase, it would change our life. But a lot of times we don't believe, we said our phrases so many times we don't even believe them anymore. We don't believe that we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. We don't believe that, you know, that today is the day the Lord has made and we should rejoice and be glad in it. We just say it because we've been saying it all our life. But you know what? We have to mean what we say and say what we mean. And the thing about it is when we see people hurting, even if you don't have a chance to talk with them, you can pray for them. Prayer changes things. You can pray that the people come across their path and to help them in the situation. I mean, I you know, because God loves people. And part of being a superhero is loving people. It's half the commands that Jesus gave us was to love people. Jesus didn't say love the church members as yourself. He said love the world. Love your neighbors. And then when he's talking about his neighbors, he brought out the story at the pot about the Good Samaritan. You know, Samaritans and Jews didn't get along, kind of like the Hatfields and McCoys and those kind of things like that. They were not friendly with each other. But in the end, the story of the Good Samaritan didn't matter because love conquered all. And that's the situation. We have to put situations beside and move forward and just love. The Bible says that love never fails. Love never fades out. You know, and what we have to do is we have to love one another. And I always say, you know, the more we love ourselves, the more we have to love one another. Because the Bible says to love them as we love ourselves. And if you take a lot of selfies, you must love yourself a lot. Nothing wrong with taking selfies. Take all the selfies you want, but you better love everybody else just as much as you love yourself. You know, I'm not saying you can't take selfies. I take a few myself. Take a few ussies too. You know, that's a selfie with two or more people. It's called an ussie. I'm not sure who came up with that. I did one day. Should have probably trademarked it. But anyway, you know, in essence, you're your own superhero. And you don't have to depend on anybody else because the greater one dwells on the inside of you. and there's nothing that you'll ever face, no situation will ever come that you can't get through it. And all you have to do is only believe. All you have to do is put on the mind of Christ and just believe that you're able. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every person that's here. And we thank you, Father, for this quick little message about knowing who we are in Christ and understanding what you've done for us and understanding that the Holy Spirit's there on the inside of us, that leading us and guiding us and showing us the way and giving us help and utterance in every situation. And we just thank you, Father, for each and every person that's here. And we thank you, Father, that the next time that we start having a pity party for ourselves, that something on the inside will help them remember this message. And instead of having a pity party, they'll put on the mind of Christ and they'll turn into that superhero that they need to be. They'll understand who they are in Christ Jesus. They'll understand what they have on the inside, and they'll be able to use that supernatural strength through their faith. And we thank you, Father, for each and every person here that's here in person or watching us online. We just thank you that you have that you're just working in their life and changing them. And we just give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.